Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
I think this should be one of those games that we're all raving about Jeff Hafley, raving about Eric Wilson's guy, Xavier McKinney, as he gets another interception.
Innovative.
And a fifth straight game. McKinney has an interception again.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
We have this. We're on the video screen. You and I are kind of in normal and old boy's head. It doesn't fit on the screen. Is that so big with that prediction?
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Where do you want to start, Tausch?
Well, I mean, we have to start, honest to God, now, every time there's an interception by Xavier McKinney, I can only think of one thing, and that's Bilstead, which is not the healthiest place for me. So, Eric, I have to continue to give you props because our bold-a-thon, we usually do it a week before the season, and you are way on track to get it. But I think we'll let Eric take his victory lap. I'm sure he's done it already this morning. But it just, yesterday was one of those games, and on our post-game show last night, what I was kept asking was, do we win that game without Xavier McKinney yesterday? And the answer is no. He scoops up the fumble. He makes that interception. And I think he had Matthew Stafford all up in arms trying to figure out where he could throw the football. So the difference making that he's done with this defense is incredible. And I think we have to just continue to say thank you to the Giants GM who let that go. And Eric Bilstead saw it first. He read it. He saw the mini camps, and he made that bold proclamation that is looking like an absolute genius, bold move as we sit here right now.
Did you ask or did Pancake, because I get the text right after he recovered the fumble, did McKinney, and was that Greg who said,
that was Greg asking,
does that count? Like, no.
Yes, it should have counted.
It doesn't count. He said picks, Tausch, not turnovers.
He did say picks, but I think for, you know, as much as we are hoping this defense could be a lot different, and it is from the turnover standpoint, there's still some things. I think a lot of our callers last night was, you know, complaining about our pass rush and all this other stuff. And I get it. You know, it wasn't the greatest, cleanest game. But what you keep seeing, and this is where that mindset comes, and we had it with Charles Woodson. And Jason Wilde, my co-host, brought that, compared the two, and I kind of, whoa, let's, you know, Charles a Hall of Famer. Let's slow our roll a little bit. But what I will say is that mentality of we're going to get turnovers. Last year, we didn't get any. I mean, we had 7 picks all season. Old boy's got 5 already, and we're 5 games in. So you love the fact that he's creating these turnovers. He's given, you know, your offense an opportunity to get 14 points to pull ahead. But you really love the fact that now that mentality that you're hoping for of we're going to get the ball, we're going to find ways to get turnovers, and that comes straight from Xavier McKinney.
So, Tausch, Vetrano said this weeks ago before the season. He questioned aloud whether or not everyone was going to be hunky-dory with the offense, that every receiver was going to be cool, because if you're not getting the rock, all of a sudden, you get a little jaded. A
lot of conversation about how everybody needs to eat.
Yeah.
I was just worried. I wanted to know, make sure everybody was going to stay cool.
And now we have this Romeo Doubs situation where he was suspended because he was skipping practice because he wasn't happy in his role. He wasn't getting enough to eat.
Should have chosen that for the bold-a-thon.
You would have won.
Right.
Immediately had you not. Yeah.
Already won.
I was very surprised because I understand it. I mean, everybody, as you said it so eloquently, Vinny, wants to eat. And the way you eat is by getting a ton of plays, and you end up, you know, having a lot of catches and touchdowns. And the receiver position is always, you always have to pay attention to that because it's just different. Like if an O lineman isn't getting, you know, as many pass sets, or you don't have to worry about that because that will get reined in. The wide receiver position, and in Green Bay, we've been very fortunate. Jordy Nelson kind of waited his turn. Randall Cobb, you know, Devontae, there's a process, right? Well, here when you bring all these young guys together, some guys are going to elevate. Jaden Reed has elevated himself. Just how this works. And Romeo Doubs, you just have to stay the course. So, again, I don't know all of the story of why he decided to not practice last week. I hope he takes a page from how Jair, can't believe I'm saying this, how Jair Alexander handled last year when he got suspended, because you can go one of two ways. You can say, this place isn't for me, I don't think this is a good fit, or you could say, I need to change some things. I have to figure some things out, because Romeo Doubs would have helped us yesterday.
Yeah.
He hurt his team yesterday. So now, does he want to come back and be a good teammate, learn a lesson from a, you know, we all have bad days. We sometimes have bad weeks. How you handle coming back from it, because the Packers will welcome him back with open arms if he is going to be a good teammate and if he's going to go out and be productive. That's up to Romeo Doubs to figure out if that's what he wants to do.
Tell you one way to make sure you don't eat, have your ass on the bench or not even make the trip. Then you ain't going
to
eat.
Well, don't even go. Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. Don't go to practice and then, you know, right. Have people come. That's a great way to, as you so, again, eloquently put, not going to eat.
Thanks, Tausch. Talk tomorrow.
See you guys.
Down the field, intercepted. And a fifth straight game. McKinney has an interception again.
Yeah, I picked that.